time. This is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in The Father's Love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Good day, good afternoon. What a wonderful day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and for us to be glad in this day. And I trust that wherever you are blessed. Wherever you are, you know, you are feeling warm on this cold Cape Town weather that we are experiencing, rainy and cold. But we thank God nonetheless because, you know, God is always God. He sits on the throne and we love Him. Thank you that you could join us on the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe. And, you know, we're just trying to sort out a few things here, and we're going to be fine very, very soon. We have a very beautiful show lined up for you today with myself, Bongani, and Lindiwe on the 10th of March. 2021 on a Wednesday, where we'll be asking a question: where is your focus? What fills your thoughts this time that we are actually experiencing at such a time as this one? You know that we are. Amen. There you have it.
Am I on? Yes, hallelujah. There you are. I was wondering why the sabotage on a Wednesday afternoon. Hey, but yeah, I am this beautiful afternoon. You can't have this show all by yourself.
No, I can't. That's why I was getting worried what's going on.
You definitely
here,
need me. I mean, like, seriously, you know, the two of us, yeah, we are a great team.
Indeed.
So, yeah.
A great team
I
indeed.
Am, and yeah, thank you so much that you could join us this beautiful Wednesday. A bit chilly here in Cape Town. I love this weather though. Yeah, it seems like winter is knocking in. I know it's not winter yet. It's autumn, right?
No, yeah. It's getting there.
It's getting there. But
we're
yeah.
pulling out those jackets. We're pulling out those blankets. And
yeah,
we're getting ready.
We're getting ready for, yeah. But welcome to the Father's Love Show. Looking forward to a wonderful time together in the studio. And I trust that you're at home. If you're around Cape Town, of course, with your cup of hot chocolate, with marshmallow, I can see that cup there. Your cup of coffee, lemon, water, whatever that you fancy on this beautiful afternoon. I trust that you are relaxed and just ready to hear from the Lord this beautiful afternoon.
Ready to hear from the Lord this beautiful afternoon.
Yeah.
And please just drink some cup of tea or coffee. Not some hot chocolate. We don't want you to gain
you
some
weight.
You
can have the yes, Judith
Sipuma.
Sugar ones.
Yes, Judith Sipuma saying, oh, give thanks. Lindy. I refuse.
Okay. A beautiful song. Ah, man, it's so wonderful to worship the Lord and just pour your heart unto the Lord and express, you know, the love that you have for the Lord, even at such a time as this. It's so wonderful. I mean, I'm just reminded of the scripture. Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His holy name. This is the day for us to worship the Lord and to give thanks unto Him.
Amen.
Regardless of what we are going through.
Amen. I wish they could go. In actual fact, I don't wish. I want them to go to the Facebook page, Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. and just watch us there. You know, I wish during the song you could see, you know, our hands lifted up and celebrating. You know, what a beautiful song by Judith Sipuma. You know, give thanks. You know. Each and every day. The Bible says, in everything we must give thanks, Lindy. Not for everything.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever circumstance, in whatever situation we find ourselves in, guess what? give thanks unto the Lord. Thank God that you are alive, child of God. Thank God that, you know what, you are still employed, if you are employed. Thank God you are still at school, if you are still at school. Thank God that you still have your loved ones. You know, thank God for the things that you have. You know, I don't want to talk about Thanksgiving more today, because I want to believe that God has laid in our hearts such a powerful, powerful word. But it's important to give thanks, you know. Talking about giving thanks, just a little bit, Lindy, if you allow me and permit me.
Mm-hmm.
You know the story where Jesus healed about 10 lepers who cried out to him, and only one came back to say thank you. And Jesus asked, where are the nine? Where are the nine? So from time to time, we are very quick to go to the Lord and cry out to God and pray to God. Nothing wrong with that. But you know what, when God has come through for you, I believe you need to go back and give thanks to the Lord and appreciate him. Even, you know, when Jesus was feeding the 5,000, you know, there was not enough to feed the 5,000 men. Women and children were not counted there. And, you know, when Jesus received these two fish and five loaves, the Bible says he gave thanks. You know, even though it was not enough, but he appreciated God for what he had. Instead of complaining, Oguti doesn't have anything. But he appreciated and gave thanks to the Lord and lifted up to the Lord. And guess what? God multiplied.
That's true.
That's for free for today. Okay. Lindy, what do you have for us today? I believe God has laid something in your heart to share with us today. And I'm going to come in as God will be leading me or leading us today.
Obviously.
And please do send in your comments on our Facebook page, the 729 AM Radio K Pulpit or Radio Kapsa Council. Do send us comments. Do send us your WhatsApp messages on 081-7291-657. And we appreciate the word from our pastors, and especially Pastor Tolu George. And you know, we trust that you are blessed. And thank you so much to Philippine for the powerful show. Yes, Lindy, take it away.
What I felt impressed in my heart for today, and this is a word that has been in my heart since over the weekend, and I felt that we needed to share this with our listeners today. And it's not only a word for you, but this word ministers to me. This word brought something in my heart, you know, the things that I need to look at. You know, sometimes before we can be able to, you can't pour out, or you can't give what you don't have. So at times it's very important that you allow the word of God to minister to you first, before you can be able to share and minister to other people. So today, I felt that this is the question that I have for you. It's a question I felt it's directed to all of us, that as we continue with our lives in these times that we are living in, what are we focusing on? Where is our focus? What fills our, you know, our thoughts? What's in our mind? What is it that fills your mind each and every day when you wake up in the morning with whatever that you're facing? You know, in your life, where is your focus? What fills your thoughts? What are you attentive on? What is, you know, the things that you dwell in? You know, what is it that is in your heart? You know, most of the time. And I felt that this is what God is asking us, or what God wants to remind us, that, you know what, let us try or endeavor not to focus on whatsoever that we might be going through right now, but our focus should be on him. Now, this is the scripture that I want to read for you in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22. That's the scripture, but I'm going to start reading it from verse 20. I'm going to read it in the Passion Translation. It says, Proverbs 4, verse 20. It says, "Listen carefully, my dear child, to everything that I teach you, and pay attention to all that I have to say." And verse 21 says, "Fill your thoughts with my words."
Amen.
"Until they penetrate deep into your spirit." Then as you unwrap my words, they will impact impart true life and radiant health into the very core of your being. The Bible says, let us fill our thoughts with the Word of God. And it starts by saying that we need to be careful, you know, and you know, with everything that God has taught us, we need to be pay attention to the Word of God, what the Word of God says to us. And then as we receive and hear the Word of God, let us fill our thoughts. That's why I was saying earlier on, what is it that you focus on? What fills your mind? What fills your thoughts? And now the Bible says we need to fill our thoughts with the Word of God.
Amen.
Not only does it end there, ends there, but it says as we fill our thoughts with the Word of God, let us allow it to penetrate deep into our spirit. Then as we unwrap, you know, like when I was reading this scripture, it's like the Word of God is in a way like a gift where you need, you know, a gift that you need to unwrap and be able to, you know,
get to
experience,
benefit.
Get to benefit and receive everything that this gift have in store for you. It says, unwrap my words that they may impart true life and radiant health into the very core of your being. And I love the fact that God says, as we unwrap the word, His word, we shall begin to experience life. And I'm reminded when Jesus says in John chapter 6, verse, I think it's verse 63, He says, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So as we focus on the word, as we fill our thoughts, our minds, you know, with the word of God, as we receive the word of God, you know, we won't remain the same. It does not matter what challenge that you're going through, what setbacks you are facing, what storms you might be going through, but as you unwrap the word of God in your life, in the midst of the storm, you will experience life. Who experienced life, peace and joy in the midst of the storm?
Wow.
Only when you have filled your thoughts, your mind with the word of God. So this is the word for us this afternoon, that as we journey in 2021 in life, whatever that 2021 has in store for us, we are not going to focus on the things that we will go through, but our focus will only be on God, will only be in His word. And I love the Bible says in Revelation that the word is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So as we focus on Jesus Christ, it is well with us. We shall experience every good and perfect gift that the Lord has in store for us. Remember, the Bible says Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly. So He did not come that we may experience depression. He did not come that we may experience, you know, sickness. He did not come that we may experience every negative thing. But Jesus has come that we might have experience life and have it abundantly. So everything that has got to do with God, His word, it always imparts life.
Amen.
The end result, it's always good.
So basically, Lindy, what you are actually saying right now, you know, I know you've been talking futuristic since you started that, even throughout this year. We need to make sure that we put the word of God in our hearts. But you know, somebody might be sitting right now listening to the sound of your voice, to the sound of my voice, and listening to this daily companion, you know, that I'm going through a lot right now. You know, as they would say, you know, in the township lingo, nyakoisha. You know, things are not happening. You know, I'm trying this and that. And you are saying right now, change your focus. Maybe your focus, you're focusing on the negative things that are going on, the negativity that is going on. And right now, all that we are saying in the Father's love, that's why we always say that there's a solution to everything that you are going through. Whatever question that you have right now that you're asking yourself, why are things not happening? The answer is in God.
It's in the Word.
And to find it is when we go into the Word of God. You know, Gamnandi, or beautifully so, you just quoted John chapter number 6, verse 63, from verse 63 to 70. Next of fact is a beautiful story read, which I will invite our listeners to go and read, you know, John chapter number 6, you know. And, you know, Jesus says, you know, the words that I've spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. Firstly, He says, it's the spirit that gives eternal life. And then He says, you know, the flesh profits nothing. You know, most of the time we want to use our own strength. Most of the time we want to use our own intellect. We want to use researches. Maybe you might have received an even negative report, maybe from your doctor or maybe from a science or scientist that came with reports or maybe came with projections. I always say it's okay. It's beautiful. I mean, they use their own capacity to understand and try to interpret the situation. But child of God, we need to, as children of the Most High God, we need to transcend. We need to live above researches, live above the flesh and go to the spirit, because life is spiritual. Life is spiritual. You know, the things, you know, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, by faith we understand that the worlds were formed or created by the words that came out of the mouth of Jehovah, that the things that are seen were created by the things which are not seen. How good it is and how wise it is, Wanalindiwa, that whatever that I'm going through, I need to appreciate it, but ascend and transcend and go to a higher level, which is what God has created me and you to live, you know, to rule and dominate and subdue, you know, above everything that God has created. But also, I like what Peter once said, also in John chapter number 6, verse 68, you know, where Jesus, you know, his disciples left. Some of the disciples left because Jesus says, yeah, you guys are following me because I give you food. But guess what? I am the bread of life. If you want life, if you want things to be okay in your life, you need me more than you need any other thing. No wonder he said to the devil, man shall not live by bread alone, quoting the book of Deuteronomy. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that come out of the mouth of God. So, all that we are saying right now, child of God, yes, you are going through a lot. Yes, there are challenges. Yes, you know, God did not promise us life without challenges, but he promised us life above challenges or life above storms. That's why he says, you know what, you'll cross through fires. The fires will not hurt you, meaning the fires are there. But we need to hold on to the promise that we are crossing through. David says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he knows that God is with me. So when you have the word of God in your heart, you have the peace, Lindy, that things are going to be okay. You have hope because Christ in us is the hope of glory. And who is this Christ that we're talking about? This Christ is the Word of God. That's, you know, true. In John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, he was with God in the beginning. Nothing was made that was made without the Word. Meaning, Lindy, me and you, we owe our existence. We owe, you know, our lives to the Word of God. So if things are not going right, what do? If things are not going right with your car, Lindy, you take it back to the manufacturer. You take it back to the mechanics. But the mechanics who deal with that particular, car. You know, you can't take this brand and go and fix it to another brand. You know, same with our lives. The problem is we go to a product. We are a product. Yeah. We have been made. We are a creation. Then we go to another creation instead of going to the Creator, you know, so that the Creator can fix us. And we are saying to you, go to the Word of God. And when we come back from this beautiful song by Philippine, Lord, you are holy, I want us to look into Lindiwe, Psalms 119, verse 130, that the entrance of God's Word brings about light. If there's darkness in your life, guess what? Go to the Word of God and there shall be light. Whatever that you're going through as a family, whatever that you're going through as a person, whatever that is going on in your business, in your church, the solution is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word. Yes, Philippine, Lord, you are holy.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
What a beautiful song from Philippine. Trust that you are blessed wherever you are. And this is the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, Lindy, MCB, where we say there's a solution to all that you're going through, and it's found in the Word of God. Because you know what, child of God, God has figured out everything for us all. I mean, end of the day, he has predestined us. He has preordained for us to live this life. And God is not a cruel God. God is a loving God. God is a gracious God. God is a merciful God. So there's no way that he can bring us to this earth for us to suffer and not provide for our solutions to come out of whatever that we are going through right now. And as we're saying that, the only reason or the only solution or answer that we can bring in or try to help or assist in understanding why you're going through what you're going through and you seem like you're not getting any way out of it, and looking into the Word of God, Lindy, in Isaiah 26 verse 3, the Bible says you'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is set on the Lord. When your mind is set on the Lord, child of God, I tell you, peace of God that surpasses all human understanding will guard your heart and will guard your mind. You know, talking about that, you know, in Philippians, I think it's Philippians chapter number four, verse eight, whatever things are pure, whatever things are noble, whatever things are praiseworthy, you know, if there's any virtue, think on these things. You know, think on these things, you know, and, also in Philippians chapter 4, Lindy, before verse 8, it says, do not be anxious about anything. Mm. Do not worry about anything, you know, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known to the Lord. God wants to see you great. God wishes above all else that you should prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. You know, God is a loving Father, child of God. Jesus, at one stage, he asked the question that you guys are evil. But when your child asks you for fish, you don't give him a snake. When he asks you for bread, you don't give him stones. And he says, how much more, you know, my Father who is in heaven. I think it is about time, Lindy, that we change the picture that we have of God and see God for who he really is, not what probably we're told that God is out there to punish us. God is out there, you know, to cause pain and inflict pain. No, if me as a father, as a parent, I can't do that to my children, no, how much more my God? How much more my God? I mean, as I was saying in Psalms 119 verse 130, the Bible says, you know, the entrance of your word. I'm reading it in the Amplified Classic. It says, the entrance and unfolding of your words give light. Their unfolding gives understanding, discernment, and comprehension to the simple. If there's any darkness in your life, child of God, and darkness also speaks of sin. I know another person will be saying, no, I'm struggling with this sin. I've been praying to God to remove this thing. Tell you what, stop praying and start reading the Word of God. Fill yourself with the Word of God. And I tell you, that sin will be a thing of the past. You know, instead of praying the sin away, fill yourself with the Word of God. Make sure that you take yourself to the Word of God. And as you go and learn of Christ, and I tell you, child of God, you're going to experience rest. That's Matthew 11 from verses 27 to 30. Jesus says, all ye that are heavy laden, they labor and are heavy laden. You know what? Come to me and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke. My yoke is easy and my burdens are light. He says, but the most important thing, the key thing that he says in that verse is that, Lindy, we must come and learn from him or learn of him. You understand? Mm-hmm. So that we'll find solutions. Come and learn of the Word. Come and fellowship with the Word of God. Come and fellowship with God. Then you'll discover that the things that you're struggling with, you are not supposed to struggle, you know, or be pressured by those things, but you're supposed to rule over them. Lindy, I don't want to take much of your time because I can see you are burning. You want to share. But, you know, I just want to close off with this, that even God was confronted with the same in Genesis chapter 1, verses 2. You know, in verse 1, it created the heavens and the earth. It was okay. But in verse number 2, it says, the earth was without form, void. There was darkness upon the earth. You know, things were not okay. But God did not, by any chance, cower or go into a corner and cry out. God spoke his word. He said, let there be light. And who is this light? Jesus. And who is Jesus? This Jesus. The Word. So you speak the Word in whatever situation, I tell you. The entrance of God's word brings about light. And I hand over the mic to Lindy.
You've said a mouthful, but at the end of the day, what we are saying, not trying to say, because, I mean, the Word of God is truth.
Amen.
What we are bringing on the table to you this afternoon, it's the word of God, which is truth. Mm. And I love the fact that Jesus says in John 17, verse 17, that to, you know, sanctify them by the word, which your word is truth.
Mm.
So as you, as I read earlier the scripture that says, when you unwrap the word of God, which is truth. So whatever that you may be going through, whatever report, bad report, let me put it that way, that you might have received, but as you unwrap the word of God, it will bring about, it will impart life upon your life and upon whatever situation that you are going through. Allow the word of God that is truth to be able to speak into your life and change and transform your life, you know, at such a time as this. What we are saying to you, don't focus on the things that will bring about, you know, steal your joy. Don't focus on the things that will discourage you, will bring fear into your life, that will usher in anxiety. Don't focus on those things, but focus on the word of God. And I love the fact that you read the scripture in Psalms 119 that is, you know, that the word of God, as you, let me just go through to it. It talks about unfolding. You know, the word of God brings about light and understanding to the simple. But I love the fact that when you, you know, in the Amplified, you know, it just speaks so much truth. The entrance and the unfolding. Allow the word of God to unfold in your life, whatever situation that you are going through, and it will bring about light.
Mm.
And it will give you the unfolding will give you understanding. So that's why I'm saying, whatever bad report that you might have received in this season, let the word of God unfold that understanding that will shift your mind.
Mm.
As the Bible says in Romans 12, let us not be conformed to the patterns of this word, but let there be a transforming of the renewing of our mind. So as you allow the word of God to unfold and give you understanding, you know, your mind will be renewed. You will no longer believe or focus on the bad report, but your focus will now be on the word of God that will impart true life upon your, you know, your life. And I like the fact that it shall also bring, you know, radiant health into the very core of your being.
Mm.
It, you know, in the midst of what you are going through, people will be so amazed. But you know what? We thought you will not be able to rise up, you know, in the situation. But because you have the word in the inside of you, you know, the Bible says, as Christ is, so are we. Not in the years to come, so are you right now. So allow the word of God to unfold, you know, the benefits of the word at such a time as this. Focus on the things that will bring about or that will manifest the, you know, the true nature of God, the word of God over your life. That's what we are saying to you. I know you might be going through, you know, trials, you might be going through storms, but what we are saying to you, let your focus not be on the storm, but let your focus be on the word of God. That as you pay attention to it, it will bring about light and understanding upon your life. Remember, God says to us, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. The thoughts have not changed as you go through storms. And he says, you know, I know the thoughts that I have towards you, you know, to give you a better future and hope. So this word, it still stands. This word is still active. Allow it to work and unfold in your life at a time as this. And I love that God reminds us in Isaiah 55 when he talks about, you know, I know Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, I know the thoughts. And but God is saying to us, when we dwell on his thoughts, he says, my thoughts are not the same as yours. My ways are not the same as yours. So in the midst of what you are going through, I'd rather you focus on the thoughts and the ways of God than your ways, because I mean, exactly.
Amen. Here's Euclid Jacobs saying again.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio K Pulpit 729 AM.
You're listening to the Father's Love on Radio K Pulpit 729 AM. You're sitting with Bongani and, of course, Lindy, where we say there's a solution to all that you're going through, and it's found in the word of the Most High God. Lindy, have you ever heard somebody saying you are blowing this thing or blowing something out of proportion?
Yeah.
You've heard that. And, you know, blowing things out of proportion, you know, they're trying to say you are making something seem more important or serious than what it really is. So what we are saying right now, child of God, we are not by any chance saying whatever that you're going through is insignificant. But why don't you repent? Why don't you change your mind? Why don't you change your focus? Instead of focusing on this thing, instead of giving it more attention, you know, the challenge that you are going through, be it in your family, be it in your marriage, be it in your whatever life or business or career or your finances, we are actually saying remove your eyes from it, focus on the word of God, focus on Jesus, and maybe, just maybe, you're going to blow Jesus out of proportion. Just maybe. And when you allow God to blow up or to arise, you know what, guess what, the enemy will scatter. You know, it says in Psalm 68, arise, O Lord, and let the enemy scatter. So when you focus and blow up God and his word in your life, child of God, we are saying the enemies of your life will scatter. Why? Because the entrance of God's word brings about light, and darkness cannot stand the light. There's no way. You know, you don't have to cast the light. You don't have to wish the light away. When it is dark, just switch on the light. I mean, the darkness away. Just switch on the light and darkness will flee just like that. You know, and let me tell you something, child of God. There is no difficulty. There's no problem too big that the word of God cannot solve. There's no challenge too big that the word of God cannot solve. I mean, in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible says, for the word of God is alive, is powerful, is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between the soul and spirit, between the joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. So the word of God is able to penetrate, child of God, to the innermost, you know, of our lives, in whatever area the word of God is able to reach to that area and bring about the relevant and the kind of healing that you need. So right now we are saying, we are calling upon you according to Psalms 125, that trust in the Lord your God. Trust in the Lord your God, because those who trust in the Lord, you know, are like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. You cannot be moved by any challenges. You will be able to stand in the storms of life, child of God. When you build your life on the word of God, you are wise, Jesus says. You are like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. So when the storms of life come, they will beat against that house. It will continue to stand. The scepter of wickedness will not find rest upon the land that is allotted for the righteous. The righteous are those who trust in the Lord. Why don't you take a decision today and trust God in his integrity, trust God in his promises, that they are yes and they are amen. These are my last words, Lindiwe, with these few minutes. Our time is almost over.
How many minutes do I have?
Just a minute, my dear.
I better just say my goodbyes, because I have so much in my heart right now. But the last thing I can say to you, this I heard from one pastor, which for me, what he said, it just spoke to me. He says, you know, in this time that we are living in, we need to know scripture, not literature. Because when we know scripture, we know the scripture, it reveals God's heart and mind towards us at such a time as this. The word of God, it reveals the heart of God for us. Because when you read literature, it's just man's, you know, it's thoughts from a man. But when you read the word, when you spend time in the word of God, you know, the word of God indeed will impart the life of God in the inside of you. So what my last word to you from me is that, you know what, spend or focus, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Case closed.
Amen.
You can take that check and go bank it, you know, cash it at the bank.
Cash it
so
at the bank.
It's unlimited what's written on the check, remember.
Amen. Wow, what a beautiful show. And I know, Lindy, that there's a lot in your heart that God has laid, and I know there's a lot that would love to share, but because of time, we have to say our goodbyes. Till we meet again, same time next week, same place.
Same place.
The Father's love. Where we say,
blessed week, Father.
Yeah.
Remember, God loves you.
Amen. And Gilmore Stander is coming right after this with the news at the top of the hour, and also with Leif Stave. be sure not to change
not
that
to
diet.
Change that diet.
Goodbye.
Your daily companion, Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.